Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gary Woods. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dickie Knowles. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dickie Knowles. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Terry Poehl. Batting second. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Denny Walling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Knepper. And now, play ball. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland takes first base on ball four. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poehl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poehl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Scott steals second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. the Astros will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garner moves to third. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles strikes out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-1 in the game. Poll hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a pop-up towards third. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreland. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Garner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Davis scoops up the ball and tags Cruz for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-1 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 0 for 1 in the game. Knowles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Garner reaches second base with a double. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Knepper bunts towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 2 in the game. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Wills reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scott. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Wills scores. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moreland is walked intentionally. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scott. Woods reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. Moreland moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Cubs. Vern Rule now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moreland tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3 to nothing, Cubs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Poll, who is chasing the ball. Bauer reaches third base with a triple. Woods scores. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauer scores. It's 5 to nothing, Cubs. Dickie Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 0 for 2 in the game. Knowles hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland. Scott reaches second base with a double. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knight moves to second. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Cubs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-2 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills misplays the ball. That's an error on Wills. Knight moves to third. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Garner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Danny Heap now playing first base. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Junior Kennedy now playing second base. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Baez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-3 in the game. Poll hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Scott reaches second base with a double. Poll moves to third. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Paul scores. Scott moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Woods is called out on strikes. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dickie Thon pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Smith now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillermo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez bunts towards first. Heap scoops it up and throws to first, with Garner covering, for the out. Sandberg moves to second. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Kiko Garcia pinch hits for Craig Reynolds. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allen Nicely pinch hits for Terry Pohl. Allen Nicely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicely takes first base on ball 4. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.